Last time on Wanderlust. All of you find yourselves on a boat being pushed and steered through a shallow rock river.
I am playing Juliet, is a woman in her mid-30s. She's got pale lavender skin, very pale blonde hair. She is a biochemist from the Symbiorbs.
I'm playing Autumn Amalu. She is an athletic 25-year-old. She has a very muscular build from doing a lot of physical activity. She has deep red skin. She is heading out here because she was bored and feeling unfulfilled in her life. So she's come out here to seek adventure.
Is Dr. Estelle Settlemeyer. She's in her mid-30s. She has a caramel skin with green, where like the shadow of a face would be. She has copper curly hair and green eyes. Next to her is her 16-year-old son, Matthew, and their 8-year-old Tibetan Mastiff dog, Guffy.
A man with olive green skin with kind of hints of brown, slicked back black hair. Very much looks like a worksman, looks like a craftsman type guy.
See two trees snap down and a massive, I mean, we're talking 20 feet tall, thing that kind of looks like a reptilian sloth. It stares at the boat and doesn't move. As this happens, you feel another shake and the boat hits a shallow area in the river and runs aground.
What if we got it to the back of the boat and, like, chucked it ahead so it could knock into the back of the boat?
I mean, look, you're listing only great ideas here, all right? You're going to have to roll the dice at some point.
So that was really cool, though, right? By the way, I'm Autumn.
Nice to meet you. I'm Dr. Settlemeyer.
All of you are still on board the now very tattered riverboat called the Otter as it slowly makes its way into the city of Smoky Banks, or the eco-herb of Smoky Banks.
Can I say I like we made a fantasy world, but we still kept otters because they are the best part, one of the best parts of this world.
Well, wait until you see the otters. The kind of lazy river-esque final stretch down to the eco herb is very beautiful. The forest grown up around here is not more tame, but just by the nature of being closer to humanity kind of is. It's the trees are a little bit more spread out. You can see a little bit more sunlight, you know, dappling through them onto the ground. The solar engines on the boat pick up and start humming and propelling the boat forward a little bit more quickly. The eco-herb itself is kind of shocking. It has a reputation of being a little bit of a backwater, and it certainly is in that it is far away from anything, but that isolation has made it one that is very well run, very aware of its need for maintenance and upkeep, so it seems to be a beautifully run eco-herb, and like the vantage point that you have on it, you can see like just vast, beautiful gardens that spill out onto the ocean. That's something that would be atypical to see this amount of agriculture done on salt water. The town itself kind of sits to, I don't want to say the left because that sounds lame. It is below some very high cliffs that overlook the ocean. So as you're coming down the river, you're kind of, the river runs through the settlement. I guess it would be to your north, right? So if you're headed, west to the north, you can see high cliffs that are technically outside of the settlement, but the wall around the settlement, it doesn't have a very large one. It's a lot more organic where it kind of blends into the trees. Like it doesn't have as much of like a rigid delimitation, especially those of you that came from either the large or the like nationalized eco-herbs, those would have had much more rigid walls and like larger defensed walls. This is much more like, there's a fence. And then there's kind of just parts where we stop trimming the trees, you know? And especially up on the cliffs, that's where it's just kind of like, yeah, somewhere up there the eco-orb ends and it's really nebulous where that is. But yeah, all of you make your slow descent down to the city and pull into a dock and start unloading. I would say that you're getting there around the time that most people are done working in the gardens. It would not be expected that on your first day here you would have to do a shift, so your time is kind of your own. Many people are there to greet the riverboat. There's a lot of people like coming and going and unloading cargo. And basically at this point now you're kind of just free in the eco-orb and it's kind of up to you what you want to do. There's a lot of commotion right here by the docks because this is where new equipment, if ever, is received and new people. So it's kind of an exciting place. And then beyond that, there is the rest of the city.
For when you plan on moving to an eco-orb, is there like a registry office place you check in to be like, hey, I'm now part of this eco-orb?
I imagine there's probably some sort of help desk. Like when you first get off of the boat?
Yes. So there is, and there is a name for it because we kind of came up with it already. Let me see. I need to go to our pin post.
Man, pinning stuff in our server is so useful.
It really is. Okay. So the PA building, that is supposed to kind of be generally attached to the, what's it called? The like,
the docks.
No, to the, like, administration building. So that would be where, like, the, gosh, what are they called? What were the name of, like, the council members?
The mediators?
Mediators, yeah. So, like, the mediator council area would be, you know, like, where you would go to, like, talk to, hey, I'm here, where can I live? Although I also imagine probably that was done at least a little bit advanced, that you, like, gave notice. But do you want to go and, like, talk to, like, some head person?
Well, it depends on if notice travels that fast and, like, I decided the day the boat left that I was jumping on the boat, so...
Oh, so then no, you probably don't have a place to stay yet.
Yeah, no, I there was significant lack of planning that Autumn has done. So, she wants to check in.
Okay.
I can meet Juliet here, too, because I'm sure Juliet has all forms in triplicate.
Oh, yes. She knows where she's staying.
Well, I guess that's the question then, is Juliet, do you need to go and see, like, any of these mediators, or are you just like, yeah, I already got my change of address forms and I'm going to my house?
I think she's got her stuff taken care of for when she goes back to her apartment or whatever. Juliet is going to the university.
Oh, okay, cool.
She's going to check in with the, like, research contact that she's been in touch with.
Oh, okay. Cool. So you guys are going very different places, actually.
Yeah, I will start by checking in. That is the first thing.
Okay, well, we are going to handle you checking in then. All right, so there's like signage and stuff to lead you to the, let's say, city hall, for lack of a better term, or like the eco-orb center, right? This is where the mediators hold meetings. It's where like public forums are held. It's also where the PA person has their little booth where they, you know, play music and make announcements and all that. So the walk to the city hall is gorgeous because it's in the center of the, it's in the center of the gardens, right? So you have to walk through these like flowing paths of, you know, streams running by walkways that are full of fish. And you can see like occasional skitterings of animals in and out of bush, like bushes and shrubs that are laden with food as you come to a building that's totally overgrown with, you know, plant life and, you know, maybe some like grazing areas for animals. And it's like almost recessed in a little bit. So you have to walk down a couple of steps into it. It only sits maybe a few feet off the ground. The building itself, you can see there is one big long like post sticking out of it with megaphones facing in, you know, four directions. And that's, you know, where the announcements go out. As you walk in, you find there's just kind of like a desk with a kind of like hurried looking woman standing behind it with a kind of like gruff older looking man leaning over the counter, like kind of talking under his breath and kind of sternly or hurriedly, for lack of a better term. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, they're in the middle of a very real conversation, and there's just kind of a lot of bustling around this area.
I think Autumn would stand a respectable distance away, not wanting to intrude.
In that case, Estelle comes up and does like a on the desk.
Oh, so you followed?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you come up and knock on the desk. The woman sitting behind it looks up kind of like startled and nervous looking. And the gruff looking man looks over at you and goes, "At this time, we don't have any comments."
Not what I was bothering you for, Toby. Just wanted to say hi before I head over to see my folks.
His name is not Toby.
I just made it up. Can you just go with it? Yes, and? Or do you have to give me the name?
His name is Mitchell.
I've been here before.
I know, but he's like a named character. I like have it in notes.
Then why didn't you say it when you introduced him?
Because I didn't think any of you would know his name was Mitchell. I thought only Zach was there.
His name is Mitchell, but in high school, everyone just called him Toby, as you sometimes
His name is Mitchell Toby. Yeah, okay. No, I like it.
not what I'm doing here, Mitchell. Just wanted to say hi before I go see my folks.
He glances up and actually takes notice of you for the first time and looks sort of confused and just goes like, Estelle, what are you doing here?
I put my paperwork in. I'm taking over for Dr. Reeves.
Oh, well, now that seems like a great idea. You know, yeah, just go off to your house. You don't really need to be stopping in with us. You know the lay of the land. Just go ahead. It's fine.
I am never going to pass up a chance to say hi. And looks like you've got a line. See ya!
Okay, bye. We'll catch up sometime. He, like, looks over and sees you and just goes, "Oh, yeah, I'll go, it's fine." And he just kind of shuffles out looking a little awkward.
Well, that was odd. Hello, I'm Autumn.
Hi, I'm, need to look up a random name generator. Gosh, I need to have freaking 50 tabs open. Hi, I'm Delilah. It's nice to meet you. Welcome to Smoky Banks. Sorry, we're having a morning. Anyways, come on in. What can I do for you? I assume you're here to see our lovely gardens on the sea, or maybe to take in the ruins. They're quite spectacular at sundown. When the sun just comes down, or when the sun's... whatever. When the mini suns set and the moons begin to rise, you can really feel like you're seeing an old culture. We have it in our pamphlets. And she holds up a pamphlet.
That is a very nice pamphlet. Did you make it yourself?
How long will you be staying? We can arrange for accommodations.
I'm planning on moving here.
Oh, and you told us about this in advance?
No, I did not quite do that, but I'm here now.
Okay, sure.
If it makes you feel better, compared to everyone else who's told you in advance, the amount of time I've spent on land since deciding this has been less than probably all of those people.
I don't think I understand what that meant. But anyways, so she like gets out a big stack of forms and sets them on the table. If you could fill these out with like aptitudes, ability to work in the gardens, desired schedule, what type of housing accommodations you prefer. Are you alone? Do you have a family?
Is there, like, the, like, smaller version of these forms?
No, this is the smaller version of these forms. Do you have a family?
Physical labor, no family, I'm alone.
Cool, so then you don't have to add any forms to this. This is the basic amount of form work that usually people do before they arrive. And let me see if I can figure out a place for you to stay. Now, just some rules to let you know. We really strongly encourage people to take in the beautiful sights of our eco-herb, but most importantly, and please, because I don't want to have to deal with Mitchell telling me again to tell everyone that comes here, stay on the trails. It seems really obvious, right? Like, when you go up and see things, you're hiking a little bit, stay on the trails. That's all you got to do, is just stay on the trails. That's all I need to tell you. I tell everyone that comes in, but somehow people don't believe that I tell everyone that comes in, so please stay on the trails and fill out the forms.
And visit the ruins at dusk. I hear they're beautiful.
They are. Yeah, that's exactly right. And if you get a chance after doing all of these forms, maybe take a look out at the beautiful gardens on the coast, or you could see the lovely university. Yeah, you know, whatever. Whatever you feel like.
So for garden time, like, I'm from one of the, like, more landlocked eco-herbs.
Uh-huh.
But with these, like, can garden time also be, like, in the water garden time?
Yeah, that's part of it. Now, you'll have to learn some stuff about specifically how to care for those plants, whatever. You know, we have people that can help you with that, especially if you're planning on staying here long term and you're interested. Just find someone out there who seems like they're working on the, you know, plants out there, and we'll, you know, we'll get you up to speed.
All right, sounds good.
Now, real quick, though, what was the number one rule I said?
Stay on the trails.
Stay on the trails. You got it. Good.
So you don't get in trouble with Mitchell. And she gives her a wink.
So I don't get in trouble with the sheriff. Exactly. Anyways, so she hands you a giant stack of forms and, like, a pen and points you to, a little wooden chair. Have fun! Welcome to Smoky Banks! Sorry!
So, with Autumn's past of being an editor, I think she can go through them in a more ridiculous amount of time, like, quicker than people would imagine, for someone who impulsively decided to come here a week ago, when the boat trip takes a week.
Okay. Cool. So, we're gonna cut from you, go to Caitlin. You said you are, and by Caitlin, I mean the name that I should use is your Juliet.
Yep.
All right, Juliet, you are headed to the campus, correct?
Yes.
So, the campus is basically on the opposite side of town from the... is basically on the other side of town from the city hall. So, it is at the foot of the cliffs, but on the opposite side of the river, right? So...
That's exactly where I pictured it.
Yeah. So it's kind of on the coast. It has a decent amount of land around it, some of which is very clearly designated for, like, experimentation. Like, there's gardens. It's, like, maybe domed in a little bit so they don't have, like, hey, we're working on a new strain of plant, and it got out. That doesn't happen, you know? So it's a little bit more contained, a little bit more futuristic looking. There's a lot of closed-in greenhouses, as well as a... I think there'd probably be, like, an adapted older building, so it's... you know, brick and steel in a way that is uncommon, with glass windows that sits pretty high up out of the ground, but it's just, it needs place, you know, places for large lecture halls and for classes and for, you know, lots of researchers to sit.
Mm-hmm. But it's got, like, solar panels on the roof and moss and stuff, so it's been, like, retrofitted to be more like
the Yeah. Right. So this is not a new building that was built for the EcoHerb. This was an old one that was retrofitted. So the person who specifically you're looking for is Doc Marlin, is who you've been, unless, did you have a name in mind?
Nope.
Okay, cool. Sorry I named some of these characters without telling you. I feel bad, Mandy. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you're fine. I want to connect to whatever you're doing.
All right, so yeah, you're looking for a Doc Marlin. When you walk in, it is like rows and rows and rows and rows and rows of offices. So it's like these tiny little cubicles filled with stuffy nerds.
My people.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Juliet steps through the hallway and does a little knock when she gets to Doc Marlin's door.
The door just kind of creaks open. As it does, you see a pretty small room, so maybe think like half the size of my basement that you're looking at right now through your webcam. And it is packed, just packed full of things that should not be in an office. There's, like, potted plants, leaf trimmings, skeletons, skulls, like, vats of formaldehyde with things floating in them that you have never seen before, and then just, like, mountains of paper everywhere, and then you see a very small, bespectacled man with, like, fluffy, flyaway white hair all over his head, sitting hunched over and scribbling into a, you know, what's it called? Like the, you know, the like pebbled looking notebooks. What are those called?
Composition notebooks?
Yeah, composition books.
Hi, I'm Juliet Merrill. We've been corresponding for a bit.
Yes. Hi. How are you? Please sit. He like looks around and there is a chair that is just underneath a pile of papers. He stands up from his desk, shuffles around, and just kind of, like, smashes that all onto the floor and just kind of scoots it over. Freshman year papers. I don't grade them anyways. Please have a seat.
Thanks.
Fortunately, the school's recycling is excellent when it comes to the reuse of papers, so it's not a big deal, I promise. I have gotten in trouble for the amount that I hold up here, though. What can I do for you?
Well, I was hoping to touch base, get started on some of the research work that I'm hoping to do here and bring back to my Symbiere eventually.
Yes. And could you remind me of all of it? Pretend like I didn't read the letters that I definitely did read. They're somewhere in all of this.
He, like, looks around, terrified at the room he is living in.
Well, I was going to be doing some saltwater algae research. That ring any bells?
Keep going. I'm on the edge of my seat.
And the indigenous flora project. There was some the fungi. Any of that ring any bells?
Give me the highlights. You want to look at indigenous flora? I'm into it. You have my full support. What do you need from me?
I guess not too much, just knowing that the people around know that I'm allowed to be collecting samples, I guess.
So here's the trick with that. You're not, depending on who you ask. Our sheriff is pretty firm about one rule when it comes to tourists, which is stay on the paths. Well, as it happens, there's not a lot of interesting fauna literally on the path. So I like to take an interpretation of the rule, which is stay near the path when the sheriff is around. And if the sheriff's not around, nobody's watching. We don't have cameras. So just keep that in mind. Sheriff's around, stay near the path. And if he gives you a hard time, just send him to me. I'd like to say we have an understanding. It's more like we have a grudge. But, you know, what's
even... Right, I don't really want to run afoul of the sheriff, especially as I just got here.
Oh, he'll be far more forgiving of you than he is of anyone else that I've employed to find me samples.
Why is that?
He points around the office. None of these have come from the path.
Got it. Yes. Okay, so I'll keep that in mind. I have heard good things about the ruins. I was going to actually start on a trip going that direction.
A great place to go to find some interesting local species. According to my main collection specialist, that's where she finds all of it. Somehow very near just the ruins, but...
Oh, do you have somebody else working on a similar project? I'd love to meet them.
I have somebody else who I occasionally pay... Okay, now look, this is... Don't tell the sheriff.
All right.
I occasionally have to pay, let's say, an extra institutional specialist in asset recovery to get me anything worth studying. I am not a field person. I enjoy the dissection and the categorization and the study. I don't particularly enjoy almost getting killed by trees that have poison or something. That's not me. Now, if that's you, great. I don't have to pay that person as often or as much.
Oh, I wouldn't dream of stepping on their vocation.
No, you're... I think that it's better if you're not... I don't want to say criminal. That feels harsh. But, you know...
I'm sure they're lovely.
Well, they are practical, I would say.
Okay,
Anyways.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah, sure.
I'm not really, I'm not historically, I guess you'd say, I have not been the field person.
What a great place to learn!
That's exactly why I'm here. I am here to learn and to not take no for an answer, and...
Great, so when the sheriff asks you to stay on the path, don't say no for
when he tells you that you have to... I've lost the thread. my point is, go nuts. Find me specimens to study, and you will be rewarded. If you get caught by the sheriff, just tell him, look, he sent me, I have a permission slip. And then he, like, gets out a piece of paper and writes you a permission slip that just says, like, Juliet, no last name, has permission to find samples anywhere, and signs his name and hands it to you. Look, I'm going to get in trouble for that, not you. So, there you go.
Right. Well, thank you for your generosity. I will keep this very safe. And she, like, smooths it out and tucks it into, like, her little journal.
Seeing that level of care, you can tell there's, like, something on his face that's like, oh, yeah, you're going to, okay, sure. It'll be fine. Don't worry so much. Now,
is there anything I should be aware of danger-wise? Anything extra I should pack?
Anything you should be aware of danger-wise? He, like, kind of is doing shifty eyes a little bit. Like, he's clearly uncomfortable with that question.
I was gonna be camping. Is that all right?
Yes.
Are there sites or
no?
Okay.
No.
Is that what you mean by near the path? Just like camp near the path?
I'm gonna try to think of the right way to say this. He like finds a skull of something that looks way too big to be a boar, but is clearly like a boar, but about twice the size it should be.
Right.
I've never seen an animal this big anywhere near anything around this town. But someone gave this to me, and I studied it, and I've learned quite a lot. For example, I believe that this thing has two rows of teeth, and it can regrow them, much like a shark. Pretty fascinating. It's a shark-mouthed boar. That's horrifying in my mind, but it's fascinating. It's an interesting discovery. It's a new species that I have never heard of. Shark-mouthed boars. That's what I got to name it. It is not the only specimen like that. So when you ask, is there anything you should be worried about? Is there danger? And can you camp? Yes to all of the above, but there are somewhere within walking distance of the town shark mouth boars that have never been described in a textbook before.
Never in a textbook?
Now that discovery, this I don't believe should exist.
Oh.
Now that's a big deal, right?
Oh.
Like that's pretty cool.
It is.
The nature of much of our world having gone to wilderness is we are not totally certain what is out there, which is why I study.
Right. The pursuit of science is the pursuit of truth.
Yeah. So camp, yes. Danger, shark mouth boars.
Also, yes. Shark mouth boars. Got it. Anything, any sort of repellent I should have?
I get along pretty good with like splashing water at things that I don't like. I have a spray bottle for a cat at home.
Okay.
I mix some vinegar into it.
Okay, thank you, doctor.
You're welcome.
I will, check in when I have something. It was...
Oh, by the way, wait, you're like, how can I put this? You're like an adult, right? You're not like a child?
Yes, I'm... 34?
Cool, then you should be fine. It's no big deal.
is there a danger specifically to children here?
Why would you think that?
Oh, I don't know. Just your description thus far?
Well, it's just, you know, if you had parents that were going to come looking for you if you didn't come back, I would like to be able to say that you were...
I do have parents who care about me.
Right, but they're not, like, here now.
No, but...
Sorry, I'm phrasing this really badly. That's not what I mean. What I mean is, like, you're not, like, on vacation. You just wandered into my office and told me that you wanted to wander into the woods, and I said yes. You're like an adult that can decide for yourself.
No, my symbiote knows I'm here.
Okay, yeah, you're good. You're good.
Oh, okay. I feel less good, but we're gonna go with that. Thank you, doctor.
Get a spray bottle with vinegar.
Have a lovely evening.
All right, and you walk out. After that interaction.
From here on out, I vote we call the shark mouth boars s'mores, if you will.
If you start doing that joke, I swear I will kick you off the podcast.
Oh no, that's not my joke for this character. But I stand by that joke as it was great and a good character choice and I regret nothing.
Fred, what are you doing?
So, once we pull in, he'll go to the whatever registration thing. He would have done all of his paperwork and everything ahead of time. And maybe inflated a few of his abilities more than they actually are. Like, not so much more that he couldn't do it, but basically trying to make himself look better.
Yeah, you made yourself sound pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you made a resume.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, sorry. So are you heading to the City Hall as well?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So you walk into City Hall. It is much like I described for Autumn, except I would say that you saw... You saw Estelle run out kind of hurriedly, and then you, right, because you ran out kind of hurriedly, right?
I just said bye.
Yeah, well, you sounded like you were in a hurry. Sorry. You see Estelle walk out with her son and a large dog, and then you see the, a kind of like gruff-looking man whose name is Mitchell. What was the last name you said?
Toby Mitchell.
No, his name is Mitchell Toby.
Mitchell Toby?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Mitchell Toby. Yeah, because you were being overly
formed.
No,
you can just keep it as Mitchell. I changed it.
No, I like that he has a last name of Toby.
Never trust a person with two first names.
Right.
considering I just called him Sheriff Mitchell, so now he's Sheriff Mitchell Toby. I like it. So, and then you see kind of like a gruff looking man who's kind of looks like a park ranger. You know, he's got like a big backpack on. He maybe has like a machete with him and binoculars and, you know, camping and hiking stuff, like clattering on his back, kind of. Not really chasing after Estelle, but sort of walking quickly after her as if to catch up. So you...
That's called foreshadowing, everybody.
You walk in and you see, you know, the same woman sitting behind the desk. She looks a little bit... Oh, you know what? And also you would see... What's her name? Sorry.
Autumn.
You would see Autumn sitting, filling out tons of forms. And yeah, you would see kind of like a mid-40s looking woman sitting behind a desk, looking a little bit annoyed.
Hey, yeah, there. I'm here to check in, I guess. I don't really know the procedure here.
Hi, I'm Delilah. It's great. Have you filled out all of your forms? She like says and looks over directly at Autumn. Before you got here.
I guess, would those have been sent ahead, or do I have them with me?
Yeah, let's just say yes.
Yeah, yeah, you should have all my forms.
And what was your name? What was your name?
Name's Federico.
Great, Federico. All right, so, tell me a little bit about what you're a craftsman of some kind, so you want something to do with that, I assume, like a stall? What do you need for your area, I guess?
Yes, so I'm a blacksmith by trade. I did bring a couple supplies with me. I've got just the basics to get going, but mostly I just need some kind of place that I can use a forge and not have the place burn down.
Gotcha. Now, is this like a spectator thing? Like tourists gonna come in, watch you making like trinkets and little thingies that they can take with them, or is this more like? You want a shop front where you sell shovels.
I mean, why not both?
Okay. So, all right, cool. We can, there's like a market area where people have stalls set up. It's open air. It's pretty nice here year round. So, you know, there's a couple spares that we have open and we knew you were coming. So we'll designate you to one of those. You can kind of like sit out there, make things, have a little spot for inventory, take payments, all that. Yeah, I mean, anything else you want to know about the town? We have some lovely pamphlets. Oh, and where would you like to live? There's many options, some of them good, some of them horrible.
So, quick question. Originally, when I conceived the character, when I originally went through character creation, I imagined he had come from a city. Is that still possible with the timelines we set up in the opening?
Yeah, why wouldn't it be?
Okay, I just didn't know, like, I didn't know how long it had been, if the cities were still around or not, or...
Oh, sorry. When you say come from a city, you could come from a city-sized eco-herb, right?
Okay.
Like, this is a small eco-herb. There are huge eco-herbs.
Okay.
That would appear like a city just with gardens woven through them. So, like, the one that Estella came from, or Estelle, sorry, not Estella. The one that Estelle came from would be huge, massive city-sized that, you know, would just have gardens woven through it. But there would be
high-rise buildings with people living in them, because that's the only way to cram enough people in. They would probably have some kind of industry there that's, like, pretty... Because, like, the industry that's here that's specific to this town is, like, a college campus and artists.
Okay.
And that's, like, it. Like, that's what makes this place special. Like, that's why this town exists.
And the like, being on the coast, on the saltwater.
Right, right. Being on the coast as well. Yeah. So it's a much smaller eco-herb just because it's not, like, a hub for making computer chips. But you could have come from an eco-herb that makes computer chips.
Okay. Because the one thing I was also imagining for my character is either he came from a place where he didn't need to, or he managed to somehow get out of it. He has never really done the whole eco-herb contributing to society type things.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be fun. Yeah. Okay.
So I'm not too particular about where I live. I guess I don't really want to live. You said there's some places that are horrible. Maybe not one of those.
Well, there's an underground place full of hammocks where all the kids seem to live. I wouldn't live there if I were you.
Yeah, let's not do that.
So, I don't know.
What is considered kids in this world, by the way? Like... Or for that, the hammock place.
I think it's like you've graduated from...
I would say, like, kids tend to move out maybe more at the age of, like, 15, 16. It's not... But it's...
Right, because you graduate... Yeah. What is it called?
You graduate from, like, the kindergarten. Yes. Then you do, like, your middle school until you're, like, 12, 13. And then after that... It's like there is not a social stipulation on what you do anymore.
Right, because you can switch eco-herbs in, like, the teenage years, like, yeah, late teens. Yeah.
Your teenage years are far more autonomous than they are in our world.
Yeah, but I would say it's probably typical for kids to start, like, thinking about moving out around 15, 16 when they're a little bit more on their feet, so they're not immediately going out. And that's probably also when, like, peers are doing it.
Right. And it's typical that they just end up living with other young people because, you know, they want to be loud and smelly.
And the hammock place, how old are people there? Like, when do you typically move out of there? When do you want to stop being?
There isn't, like, a rule, but, you know.
I know there isn't a rule, but societally, when do people move out of the smelly hammocks?
When they teenagers. Feel like not being smelly anymore.
And also, I mean, it's not like that's the only place that teenagers can live. They don't, like, sequester them down there. It's just, you know. It's fun to live in a creepy dungeon, and it's got that feel to it.
It's like there are certain, like, on a college campus, there are, like, bars that are the college bars that, like, town people don't go to.
Right. Yeah. Technically, they don't kick anyone out, but also, like, does anyone else go here, you know?
Also, Cody, that place is called The Warren.
Yeah, it is called The Warren, yes. I guess, Vinny, this is a chance for you to describe what type of place you want to live in.
I don't know. I guess it's not something I really thought of.
Okay.
Where do all the other grifters live?
Right.
Make it somewhere with, like, a lot of, like, communal living space.
Yeah, ooh. That's actually kind of fun. Well, in that case, then, you know, right in the gardens, there's this beautiful little kind of apartment thing. It's these little lofts where you have to share, you share a kitchen with the whole floor, and you usually, like, everyone ends up working together. It's great. It's like the most modern place we have, really advanced technologies, really good access to communications to other eco-herbs. There's, like, cute little restaurants in the bottom of it. It's just, like, everybody knows everybody. It's a great place if you're new. I've already signed you up. You're living there. It's going to be fantastic.
All right. It sounds great to me. Sounds like there's a lot of people around. And
great. I'm... What time do you like to wake up and work usually in the gardens? Like, what's your usual time there? Because I'll put you on a floor where everyone else works at the same time. That way they can kind of keep track of you and make sure you're getting used to the flow of things here.
Yeah, that is something I actually did have some questions about. I just wanted to kind of get to know what the eco-herb here does, how it operates. Like, what kind of stuff is expected of me to contribute?
You've, like, worked in gardens your whole life, so it's the same thing. I'll say this. The only thing that's unique is if you're not used to saltwater plants, it's a little bit different. Just stay away from the saltwater stuff until you've talked to someone about it. But other than that, it's exactly like what you did at your home.
Right. Okay.
So just, you know.
I guess I'd say maybe relatively early-ish, like maybe get up around 6, maybe start work around 7 to 8. Just, I don't know what shifts you guys have.
Perfect. Yeah. That'll be great. I'll put you on the floor with all the other adults that work normal human hours, unlike, you know, you're not a vampire. Got it. Perfect. And she, like, makes some notes and hands you, like, an address that is to, like, the modern in-garden apartment that's got, like, plants all woven throughout it. And there's, like, you know, the balconies have greenery growing off of them with plants. And there's little, you know, edible animals. That's creepy. Scattering up and down them. What's up?
Can they be called the lofts?
Ooh, yes, they can be called the lofts. You want to add that to our location list?
Already doing it.
It's such a good name. It's like when Cody made all those like different engineering companies, and I'm like, oh, this is too real.
And I'll say this is like pretty close to the coast, too, so it has like a nice overlook of the gardens spilling out onto the coast.
Cool. And then once he's kind of finished up there, I guess he'll go to his apartment, settle in, but not like do anything, and go straight to the doctor.
To the doctor?
To a doc to look at his ribs.
Oh! Yeah. I was like, why are you going to a doctor? I totally forgot about that. Okay, give me... okay, we're going to switch from you to someone else, because I got to figure out where I'm putting the doctor's office.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if you wanted to just keep going with that or go with someone else. But yeah, that is definitely one of his first stops, is go to a doctor.
Okay, I figured out where that's going to be. We are going to switch back to...
a different doctor?
Yes, we're going to switch back to Estelle, Dr. Settlemyer. Settlemyer? I'm saying that right?
Yeah.
So, as you're walking to your... because you're going to your parents' house, correct?
Yeah, to start. Just so you know, she did sign up for like an apartment, like a single family apartment type situation for her and Matthew, but this is a...
Gotcha.
I don't think she normally has one when she visits, so like that is going to be its own thing, but usually they just stay with her parents, but they promised they would go there when they first showed up.
Okay, so as you walk, Matthew kind of looks over and she goes, so Mom, how you feeling being back here and all? Is it weird, I guess, to be moving back?
Moving back, yeah. I mean, we're here once a year. This isn't too different at the moment.
Yeah, we're staying here, though. You know, you're not going to leave in like a week. If Grandma gets to be too much, you know, you're going to have to stick with her and, you know.
Well, that's why we're getting our own place.
Yeah, where is that, by the way?
I need another name other than the lofts.
Well, why don't you tell me what type of place you think you're staying at?
So I think it's a single family apartment. So they have their own. So it's just a normal type apartment.
Okay, but it is an apartment. So it's in a building. It's not like a detached home.
Yes, they do not have a detached home. It is because it's just the two of them. They're moving in and they just need like a place.
But Mandy, is it respectable?
As far as she knows.
You said you kind of liked the idea of it being a retrofitted place, right?
I am always down for retrofitted places.
And you wanted your office to be, you wanted the that office to be in like a refurbished, what did you call it?
It is a, let me pull up the setting. It is a refurbished vector rental shop.
Vector rental. Okay, so this is in... a place called Old Town.
Oh, I have a name for what they're called.
Oh, okay. What's that?
They're called Eco Stays.
Oh, Eco Stays? Perfect.
What is a vector rental shop?
It's more or less it's like this planet's equivalent of a Blockbuster.
Okay.
So like before the storm, they didn't have like ways. It's like if you wanted to have like a like microfilm in a library where you could, vector is like another word for film. I just wanted the V for veterinarian too.
Gotcha.
But it's just like people would, you know, take those and go into different rooms to watch it because they didn't have that equipment at home.
Gotcha. Okay.
So it's kind of like a movie theater, but you go there.
But it was personalized. Yeah. Yeah. You'd rent out the space and like go by yourself or go with your friends and watch something. Okay. That you picked out.
Yeah. I kind of had to retrofit what I wanted to do to the world. So.
Gotcha. I love it.
Yeah. So you're cool with it being an eco stay in Old Town, which is pretty close to where your office is, because that's in like the part of the town that has not been torn down and is like all old buildings.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Okay, cool. And that is to the west of the gardens, kind of almost on the outskirts of the eco herb.
Okay.
And, ooh, your parents, you said, live on the coast, though, right?
Yes.
Okay, so you have to cross the river, and they're kind of, like, not right by the college town, but kind of by the college, you know, not right by the college, but sort of in that general area.
Yeah.
Where they have, like, a little cute little cottage on the beach.
Yeah.
Back into the conversation.
Well, you know, I managed to get us a room an apartment in the Eco Stays.
That's in, like, the old part of town, right?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
No, there's nothing wrong with the old part of town. It's all right, I guess.
Oh, you'll love it. Just wait until you see it.
Right. Yeah, I'm sure I'll love it. And how long are we we're staying here for, like, ever then, right?
I guess at the moment, yeah. I mean, we can always, if there's something else, we can always move to the next place. But right now, this is who needs us.
Right, no, that makes sense.
You're gonna love it. You've seen all the restaurants down around the gardens. Like, it's a great place. You are going to find the best place to start working on those skills, those chef skills.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll find something I like. I'll just, you know, it's kind of tiny here, and Old Town looks like it's from the past, and, you know, the vet office looks like it's, you know, it looks miserable in the vet's office, and I feel like I'm just going to be in the vet's office office.
No, you don't have to be there. There's, you can always stop by and say hi, but you don't have to be there.
I'm sure there'll be like four other kids for me to hang out with, you know. No, anyways.
You are going to make so many friends. You've already got friends.
Do you mean Guffy?
No, I don't mean Guffy.
Guffy like looks up and like tilts his head and is like, ooh. You are my best friend, Guffy. No, you're my brother, Guffy.
Come on, you remember Noah. From down the street, it lives right next to Grandma and Grandpa.
Oh, yeah, I remember Noah.
Oh, he's not that bad.
He's fine. He's, you know, for here, he's fine. It'll be fine. It's fine. I'm fine. I'm just, you know, it's a new place, that's all.
Just give it a little bit of time.
It's a new place, and I'm a little bit nervous about living in a, like, you know, beat up old building.
It's not that old.
Well, it's literally like a million years old, but...
Yeah, but they have to make it so that you can live there, so it's not bad.
Of Delilah's lists, like places that are good to stay and places that are not good to stay, where does the Eco Stays land?
It's like solidly in the middle. It's actually not bad at all.
Okay. I'm just curious.
It's if anything, more spacious and like... It would have its own kitchen, which is kind of cool for him because he probably would want to be, you know, messing around with food. So it's actually not terrible. He's just feeling a little dejected.
No, that's fine. I just didn't, you know, like the way Mandy was selling it sounds like a mom who's like trying to really upsell something. And I'm like, is this terrible or just mediocre?
Let's see. All right, we're going to kick back over to, I think, Zach.
Oh, yeah, I get to do stuff.
So you finish filling out all your forms and hand them in. So where do you want to live? What kind of area are you looking for? The Warren's really nice for youthful, exuberant people.
Do you have any beachfront stuff? Is beachfront stuff a thing? I don't know how it works.
Technically, the lofts are like beachfront-esque. Yeah, so are you like pretty good at maintenance?
Yeah, I'd say that. I'm pretty good at using my hands on things.
Well, okay, so here's the deal. I'm going to be 100% honest with you, and I'm not going to screw you over because, you know, I'm a nice person. So
I appreciate that, Delilah.
We do have some coastal cottages. They are on the other side of the river, kind of over by the college. They are old, and they are not well maintained, and we have people here that can do a lot of, like, maintenance and conversions, but if you're going to live in the house, you kind of have to do some of that yourself. So if you want a project house, and you want to be here for a while, and kind of understand that, like, plumbing,
electricity, heat, not leaking. All that stuff is going to be a little bit dubious. You can live in a shack on the river or on the coast, right? That we haven't torn down yet. You can fix it up, make it nice. Some people really get into it, all right? Some people really get into it, particularly the Settlemyers really get into it. But
is it also like where like a lot of the artists are?
No, almost specifically not. It is where people that are retired and have free time are and want to just like potter around their house and fix it up. That's a thing. Or people who are really handy. Artists that are maybe like very focused on one thing and don't have a ton of like practical home improvement skills would hate it. But I think, Mandy, you said your character's dad is like used to be like a maintenance guy, right?
It is his project.
Yeah, so this would be like his project home.
Other than like sitting out in the gardens and just like busking.
Yeah, yeah. So there's that. Or, you know, the lofts. I just sent that nice gentleman there. Beautiful, really communal living. They're small, but you share a lot of stuff. So it's like basically you have your own bedroom and then everything else is communal stuff. Really fun. It's really modern, really cool, you know, kind of hip, trendy. She's doing a little bounce. She's doing a little jig as she says it.
I'm torn because being in, like, the creepy cottages sounds like a lot of fun, but I don't think it's what Autumn would pick because she doesn't plan on having a lot of free time to, like, not be exploring, you know? The lofts sound great, I think.
Great. Lofts it is. We definitely have extra rooms there right now, so yeah, I'll sign you up for one, and yeah, you know how to work in the gardens. I think you'll be good. Just like I said, saltwater plants are iffy, talk to someone first, that's about it.
Will do.
Alright, great. Well, you have a wonderful day, and I'm so glad that you're a new resident here that has now filled out all of their appropriate paperwork.
Sorry about not having it already beforehand, but I think that was so great, and I got to spend more time meeting the real people of Smoky Banks.
Yeah, definitely. So where are you off to?
Where am I off to? Where would the Dionysus games be? Or Danaeus games be?
The Danaeus games. Ooh, that's a really good question. I think the Danaeus games are...
You want the water ones or the land ones?
Yeah, I think that's kind of maybe a... Well, okay, so...
I don't think she knows there's water ones, is what I would say.
Okay. Yeah. So, they are kind of out in a more open area, so they're south of the gardens. So, the Danaeus... we'll call it the Danaeus Arena, right? Or Stadium. The Danaeus Stadium is south of the garden, so you kind of have to walk through the garden to a large, you know, it's got like open air seating, maybe some awning covers and stuff like that. And then sunk down, there is a pit with tons of like platforms and all these like lock and key puzzles of like getting this thing to unlock that to get to like a final end point, right? Is that kind of where you want to make your way to?
Yes, I think I would have swung by my apartment first and dropped off my stuff, you know, but
cool. Yeah, you walk into your apartment, it is as I described.
Yeah,
you walk back out, head south to the Danaeus games. Getting there, you can tell it's designed like the walk from the docks where the riverboats land all the way down to the Danaeus Stadium is beautiful. You know, like there's plants that are good to eat that look ugly, and there's plants that are good to eat that look really nice. Beautiful plants, fountains, like the sprinkler systems are all arranged so it looks really nice as you're walking through. The pathway is kind of wide. There's like a river, a little like babbling brook that runs right next to it. This is clearly where people are meant to walk. You know, this is like visual area. As you're walking through, you can see like flowering, fruiting plants all around you. And you come down to this pit that leads steeply down. When you look way down into the pit, you can see people are down there, and you're like into the Danaeus games, right? Like that's like a thing. You're like,
oh, I think she was like, since she was from like a like one of like the city eco herbs, like she was like probably minor leagues in it.
You see a sight that makes your skin crawl, which is that there are people on like these. You know, like the sailboard things. It's like that with wheels,
and they have big electric motors on them spinning like really fat wheels on the back. And they're basically using it as a skate park where they're like jumping off platforms onto other platforms. You see people like wiping out pretty badly. And you can definitely tell from looking, it's like these are people that know how to take a fall. Like, you know, when like circus people like learn how to fall.
Yeah.
Like you're seeing a lot of people hitting the ground and rolling and then like springing back up and being like, ow, 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 limping around. So it's kind of like looks like you're looking into a beehive of teenagers wounding themselves.
All right.
Do you want to like go down there or are you what's up?
Oh, I think she's going down there.
Cool. What type of person do you want to find?
A respectable person.
If your answer is respectable, I will never be undisappointed in you.
No, I want someone who is... Someone who's flippant. That's who I'd find.
You find someone flippant?
Like, I think someone who just, like is, like, the too cool teenager, you know?
Okay.
Like, the one on the edge. Like, because the ones that are going to be, like, more into it are going to be, like, doing the kick flips. It's, like, the one on the edge where I'm, like, not just, like, going to the mirror and be like, listen to me!
So, oh no, you're going to make fun of me for this name. It's from a random generator, I promise. So
I swear if you say Zach, I'm about to punch you through the screen.
No, it's not Zach. It's not Zach. All right, so there's a guy who's, he doesn't look hurt. He looks greasy. He's got like a toolbox next to him that has stickers of like monster heads and demons and like maybe like a slightly too risque moon goddesses slapped all over it, right? He has it kicked open and there's like a pile of tools on the ground. It's like maybe flipped over and he has one of the sailboards like all torn apart and is just like screaming at, not like screaming, but just like, you know, the thing where you're like under your breath, like stupid freaking thing, just get in the hole. And he's just like kind of frustratedly like kicking and slamming parts back into this hoverboard or back into this, we'll call it a solar board.
Yeah. Are you having some trouble there?
He, like, sighs, looks down, and just goes, what in God's name could you possibly want? And then he, like, looks up, sees you, and goes, oh, hi, my name's Cal. It's great to meet you. You must be new. Here to see our spectacular version of the Danaeus Games.
Yeah, I'm Autumn.
Nice to meet you, Autumn. I'm Cal.
It's very nice to meet you, Cal. How old does he look?
Let's say 19.
And how old is Autumn?
She's like 25.
He holds out a hand to shake your hand.
She'll shake. I'm sure it's greasy.
It is sweaty and, like, shaking a little bit.
Does he do the thing where he, like, pulls it in and gives her hand a kiss?
No. Definitely not that.
Autumn is, like, a not intimidating person, you know? Like, she's very muscular. So, yeah, can you tell me about your Danaeus games? It seems different than what I used to.
Oh, yeah, you know, the Danaeus games, like, look, everyone, I know in other Ecoworms, it's like the biggest thing, and we have a team, they're passable, I would describe them as passable, but really our thing is just, let's see how dangerous we can make the Danaeus games, and how fast we can do it on these cool boards that we designed. Do you want to try to ride one? They're pretty sick. Now, if you've never ridden one before, super dangerous, but, like, I think, you know, I could show you how to ride one if you want, and then, you know, you could look.
Is there, like, a board next to her?
He's got, yeah, you could say that there's probably, like, a pile of, like, half-broken-looking ones next to you. Oh, Zach, are you about to try to do this?
Oh, God, yes.
Oh, this is going to be really fun. Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, she immediately grabs, like, one next to her that looks the most...
Oh, I'm not sure you should really... Like, I could teach you how to use it. Are you just going to, like, go?
She does this thing, so, like, so this is how you, like, this is how you go, and this is, like, the break, you know, like, the, like, you know, like, very basic, like, this is the stop, this is the go, cool, I'm going to go.
Yeah. He just goes, wait, just, you know, you have to really try to lean with your weight. Oh, okay, bye. And you, like, hear that faintly in the distance as you go way faster than you thought you were going to go. Like, you kind of start to realize how quick 30 miles an hour is in a very small space. Roll me some athletics. Well, I guess roll me a check and you tell me what tag you're using.
Can it be athletics?
It can. Yeah, I assumed it was going to be.
Okay.
But I don't know if you have broomstick flying, you know?
Athletics is a +4, so I'm going to use that a lot.
Yeah, that's probably a good one to use, yeah.
I got a 2?
You got a 2?
Total?
I rolled a -2.
Cool. So you start out real strong, right? So you're like, you kind of see what people are doing where they're like, speeding up on ramps, then like angling the board up. They use the sail a little bit to catch some air as they are like hopping from platform to platform on these things. Mostly it is just using the momentum of the vehicle, but also kind of sailing a little bit. And you get like one solid hop in, and then you absolutely collide with someone and crash to the ground. Now, I think there's a thing here with mitigating damage. No. Okay, yeah. So you take two physical strain as you just like flop onto the ground.
Oh my goodness. I'm so sorry. Are you okay?
The person that you hit is already gone. And Cal is running up to you. Like, these kinds of midair collisions are not something to apologize for. They're, like, part of the fun, you know?
She doesn't know.
Cal runs up to you and goes, "Well, you've just had your first real Smoky Bank Danaeus game experience, which is totally wrecking on the first jump. That's awesome! How do you feel? You feel good?"
This is amazing.
I agree. It's really fun, right? It's super, super, super cool. Yeah, it's fun.
Where do you get one of these?
Ah, that's a funny question. You either build one or you buy one.
All right.
And if you want to buy one, you can buy one from me. Like, I make them, and mine are really, like, super cool because I'm, like, really good at making them. It's kind of like my thing that I do. But, you know, like, it's a solar collector and electric wheels on a board. So you can also try to make that yourself if you feel like it.
How much money do we have to start out with?
I would say right now, I would imagine that none of you have no money.
Okay.
But money can be earned.
None of us have no money. Okay.
Right. Which means that all of you have some money. No, ignoring the double negative, I don't think you have money. So you could not buy one right now. But it can be on your list.
How much do you usually charge for one of these, Cal?
So, like, you know, friends and family prices, like, my best possible deal on a halfway decent board that isn't going to fly apart, let's say 5 credits. Unless you think that's too high, in which case it could be not 5 credits, but I think 5 would be, so I'm not doing it a loss, but... You know, like, we can barter, right? Negotiate for maybe something different than 5. He's staring at his feet.
That's a very generous offer, and I will really think about it, but right now I'm a little strapped for credits.
Yeah, I mean, I get it, because you're new and everything, so... You know, but you can always borrow one for a little bit. Like, you could borrow mine, the special one that I made for myself that I was working on. Once I get it fixed, you could totally borrow it at times when I'm also here.
Could I borrow one of the broken ones that are just in that pile next to you? Like, just so I could tinker with it?
Yeah, I mean, those are the ones that I have, like, gotten and am trying to fix. So if you, like, maybe paid me for a broken one, then we could, like, work on it. And I could help you fix it, or, yeah, but if I find a broken one, or if someone tells me they're getting rid of one, I could let you know.
Sure, I have an apartment up in the lofts, so.
Cool. Yeah, I was thinking about not living in the Warren anymore, too.
And this place is amazing, and I truly mean that. This is, like, the coolest thing I've seen in a very long time, and I just saw a giant sloth rock monster thing attack a boat today.
What? I'm sorry, you saw a giant sloth?
It was amazing, and then...
I gotta get out on the riverboats.
I mean, I seriously recommend it. If you don't want to be attacked, make sure anyone carrying granola is not you.
I never have carried granola before, so I think I'm good.
There was this person who said they were a veterinarian, I think, and they lured the monster to them with granola, which seemed...
Oh, we have a vet again? Oh my gosh! Cool, that's great. It's been a long time since anyone's looked at one of my dogs. They've been weird lately.
Yeah, her name's Dr. Settlemeyer. She seemed nice-ish. She introduced herself.
One of my dogs has just been shaking recently, just shaking all the time.
She has a pet dog. Maybe your dog could be friends with her dog. Wouldn't that be cool?
Great, my dog weighs about 5 pounds and he shakes.
Her dog is big.
Do you think they would be compatible?
Hey, you know, opposites attract sometimes, Cal.
Exactly. He says and just stares at you.
Oh my gosh. I both love and hate Cal.
He has nothing else to say. Like, his mouth is agape and he's just kind of breathing now.
Cal, I do have one question, though. Where is the... Is there, like, a more traditional Danaeus Games?
Sure I will. I mean, what?
What did you think I asked, Cal?
Oh, the traditional games. Yeah. So, we usually the way the traditional games work is, you know, 3 times a week there's official practice, and most of us that are here also kind of practice the games, and then we just take the, you know, 7 of us that are best, and that's our team.
Cool. Is there anything else I should know? Like, when they meet? You could write that down for me or something?
Oh, sure. Yeah. And he just, like, writes down, like, you know, Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Yeah. Yeah.
At 5. You know, they have practice. And he's like, yeah, I'm always there, too, because I also usually practice for the games as well. I'm better at building boards than I am at jumping on platforms, though. But I'm not, like, bad at it. I'm just, like, you know... Like, okay. I'm pretty good, but I'm okay.
Thank you for all your time, Cal.
You're welcome. And then he shakes your hand again and goes, I'm Cal, and walks away.
So as he says, like, I'm Cal, he's like, she goes, still Autumn.
He goes, ha, 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 and then just walks away.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Wanderlust. Music for this show is credited down below. If you like this campaign, you can find more of our shows at the Wandering Gamer website or on Podbean. You can also find us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. Links in the description. Now bear in mind, in the wilds, some wander to get lost, and some wander to find themselves.